Good morning, Oak River. Is it on? Everyone can hear me? Yeah? Okay. So when I was praying about what to talk about, I asked God, and I felt like he said Judas and Peter. So two of the most well-known disciples for completely different reasons. So what I did is I went on to BibleGateway.com and I just typed Judas's name, and I wanted to read all the scriptures about him and all the scriptures about Peter. And with Judas, the interesting thing was he was mentioned maybe 25 or so times in the Gospels, and every single time he was associated with Jesus's betrayal. Mm-hmm. So half of the times it just introduced him. It said, here's Judas, the one who betrayed Jesus. Mm-hmm. And the other half, when it didn't make that qualification, he was in the act of betraying Jesus. So every time we see Judas Iscariot's name, we associate it with Jesus's betrayal. Mm. Now, Peter, how is he associated in the Bible? How is he referred to? So he's Simon, right? And the Bible always talks about him. It says, we know him as Simon, the disciple who walked on water but then wavered in his faith and started to sink. No, that's not right. It was Simon, the disciple who said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Mm. And then he wavered in his faith and he denied Jesus three times. Let me try again. It was Simon, the disciple who said he would do anything for Christ, yet he couldn't stay awake for him the hour that Jesus needed him the most. Mm. He failed him time and time again, but we don't know him by his failures. Jesus said, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. He was known as someone who didn't waver, as someone who stood firm. But I don't get it, right? He failed him time and time again. Why is Judas known by his sin and Peter not? If you read the scriptures, you'll find that the night that they both betrayed Jesus, both of them felt distant from God. We all have those valleys, though, yeah? We have those times where we're on fire for God, and those times where we feel like he's just so far. And sometimes it's something we've done that we've felt like creates this chasm between us, but other times it's nothing. It's just that we're propelled into this valley and we don't know how we got there. And I can't tell you why we walk these valleys, but I can tell you that God feels very distant in them. But I think that's the thing we have to focus on, is that God feels different, distant. Feels is a perception, it's not reality. Mm-hmm. Reality is that God is walking with us through that valley, whether we feel him or not. In Psalms 145, verse 8 in the Passion, it says, you're kind and tender-hearted to those who don't deserve it, and very patient with people who fail you. Your love is like a flooding river overflowing its banks with kindness. See, rivers flow down into valleys. Sometimes it's in the valley where God can pour out his love and mercy more than ever. It's where he says, I know you're not perfect, and that's okay because I still love you. Take my hand and walk with me through this valley. I don't care what you've done, I can redeem it. I can make you a new person. And I think that was the difference between Judas and Peter, was that Peter recognized that. Both were in the valley, but Peter didn't stay there because Peter took Jesus' hand and he walked with him. Peter gave Jesus a chance to restore him. He recognized that Jesus was bigger than his sin, but Judas didn't. Judas didn't give Jesus that opportunity to offer him forgiveness. He thought that his sin was bigger than Jesus, and that's why Judas was known by his sin and not by the man he could have become in Christ. I don't want to be known by the one who let fleshly feelings get in the way of feasting with the Father. I want to be known as someone who would push through the crowd to touch Jesus. I want to be known as someone who would leap out of a boat and sprint to him just because I want to be in his presence. I don't want to be known by my sin, but I want to be known by who he's making me. Lord, I pray that anyone who finds themselves in a valley right now where you feel so distant, I pray that they would reach out and take hold of your already extended hand. I pray that they would cling to you and they would walk with you, and that they would feel your love cascading over them like a river flooding its banks. I pray that when others look at them, they see them as who you're making them. And I pray that when we all look at ourselves, that we don't see ourselves by our past choices or as our past life, but as our new life in you. And I just pray that we would go into scriptures and we would read Acts where Peter, he's made new, and he's at the point where people put themselves in his shadow because they want to be healed. And that's not from Peter. That comes all from you. That's a new life in you. And I pray that we would just see that and we would recognize that in ourselves. I pray all of this in your name.
Amen. Amen.
I don't think you can hear that without some kind of action today. And so, I mean, I felt so strongly while Carly was praying to call you out of your boat today. So I'm calling you out of your boat. Now, your boat might be just standing quietly during worship. So how can you get out of your boat? Your boat might be staying back away from the stage. And getting out of your boat might mean coming up here and worshiping from the front. I just challenge you today, whatever getting out of your boat looks like, don't hesitate. Leap out of your boat. If that means coming down here, I'm going to take a few steps forward today and worship and just press into God. So I just invite you to get out of your boat.
Yeah. when darkness tries to roll over my bones, and sorrow comes to steal the joy I own, when brokenness and pain is all I know, I won't be shaken. I won't be shaken. Sing that again. When darkness tries, come on. When darkness tries. Chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love.
I am standing on the rock. standing on the rock, a firm foundation. There's none like you, Lord. We've come to worship you this morning. Just permeate this room, Lord. Just fill us up today with your mercy and your grace, your love and healing, Lord. Healing, healing. Bring the healing. Bring it, Lord. Bring it.
The way you saved us, we crown you with every crown, for the way. Surrounding me, let it break. At your name, still call the sea to still. The rage in me to still every wave. At your name, and Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus. Silence fear, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Breathe, call these bones to live, call these lungs to sing,
yeah, Lord.
Again. I will praise, breathe, breathe. Call these bones to live, call these lungs to sing once again. I will praise, and Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus. In your name is a light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is a light forever lifted high. Your name fear. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, sing your name. In your name, he's a light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is alive, forever lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome. Cannot be overcome, no. Oh, you silence every fear. Oh, you cannot be overcome. No. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, Father, we honor you with praise and worship. You get all the glory, Lord. You get all the glory. I just want to release peace over everyone right here at the sound of my voice. Peace, peace to you all right now. Be glorified, Lord. He set each and every one of us apart for himself, just for himself. You know? Said this earlier, nobody understands you the way that he understands you. Nobody. Don't deviate from his word. His word is true. Don't deviate from his word. He's faithful. His word is true. And his shield comes from knowing he's faithful. Okay, don't deviate from his word. I feel like I need to read this again. I wrote this a long time ago. Anybody have needs out there? I know there are. Father, you take priority over my needs. My love for you eliminates my anxiety or fear, and my thankfulness eliminates my discouragement. I trust your plan for my life so I could rest in you. Now my prayer for you, Father, is that your will be done. Thank you for this peace that is only from you. I ask for your miracles because I'm fully assured that your agenda is grace. That was for somebody. Okay. I want to transition into the offering here. Father, we just cannot keep from telling you how much we love you. We are so thankful that you faithfully love us and you are closer to us more than our very own breath. So hear our prayer, Father. Use these gifts that we sow to turn the lost hearts to you. Lift them up so they would put their trust in you. I ask that despair would be turned into joy, not only for the receivers, only, but for the givers as well. Be glorified in this, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys.
hoping they had one more song, because I really feel like I'm supposed to say something and then have one more song. But don't feel like you have to stand. You can just sit. But when my youngest son was 8 years old, we went through a family crisis. And I'd really forgotten about this until just a few moments ago. And not about the crisis, but about what happened. 5 years later, when he was 12 years old, is that 8 plus 5 is 12, whatever that is, 4 years. 5 years later, he was 13 years old. We were driving down the road one spring. And he said, "Mom, I feel like I haven't seen the colors of spring in 5 years. But now I see the colors of spring." He said, "The greens are so green, and the blue is so blue, and the pinks and the purples and the yellows and the reds." And I felt like God whispered into my heart during worship that some of you need to have your color restored to your sight. And I don't know what crisis brought about the lack of color, but I really feel like God is restoring your vision today, that you're going to see in bright colors again. You're going to see in very bright colors. So as they do one more song, I just want you to receive that and say, "God, do surgery on my eyes that I can see color again."
Oceans of love could never contain all of your love forever untamed. With one final breath, you vanquished my death and laid to rest all my transgressions. There in the tomb, a broken and bruised, where every disease all heaven broke through. I was dead in my grave, but you swallowed my plague. You poured out your blood, my resurrection. Let it be, Jesus, only Jesus, all that all that's within, let it be Jesus. Oceans of love. Oceans of love. Never contain all of your love ever untamed. With one final breath, you vanquished my death and laid to rest all my transgressions. Let it be Jesus. Let it be Jesus. Only within, let it be deep. Sing it again. Let last, and death is no more. A trumpets will sound to carry me home. What joy there will be when I see your face. Shouts of triumph and bellows of
within, let it be true.